chiamo signor Jimmy Morales, presidente della Repubblica di Guatemala, eccellentissimo signor Carlos Raúl Morales Moscoso, ministro de Relaciones Exteriores de la República de Guatemala, señoras y señores ministros, señor Rafael Rojas, presidente de la Corte Suprema de Justicia, comisionado Iván Velázquez, excelencias y representantes diplomáticos, quisiera agradecerles su participación en la reunión de hoy sobre la Comisión Internacional contra la Impunidad en Guatemala, CICIC. I'm particularly pleased to welcome President Jimmy Morales for the first time to the United Nations headquarters. His election to the presidency last October was a clear signal that Guatemalan society wants a change, transparency, and justice. I thank President Morales for strongly supporting CICIC. The fact that he has traveled to the United Nations shows his firm commitment to strengthening the rule of law and the justice sector. I deeply value his principled stance. I also welcome the members of the coordinating body for the strengthening of Guatemala's justice sector. You show that Guatemalan institutions are committed to fighting impunity and supporting CICIC. Thank you to the donors here today. Your financial and especially political support makes it possible for this commission to pursue justice in Guatemala and provide a model to the world. Excellencies, when the commission was established, at the request of the Guatemalan government and parliament, there were high hopes and real concerns. The United Nations had never before created this type of body, least of all in the middle of a destabilizing security crisis. And this bold and courageous gamble by the Guatemalan people has paid great rewards over time. In the country and around the world, CICIC is seen as a successful approach to fighting impunity and corruption. You show that Guatemalan institutions are committed to fighting impunity and supporting CICIC. Thank you to the donors here today. Your financial and especially political support makes it possible for this commission to pursue justice in Guatemala and provide a model to the world. Excellencies, when the commission was established, at the request of the Guatemalan government and parliament, there were high hopes and real concerns. The United Nations had never before created this type of body, least of all in the middle of a destabilizing security crisis. And this bold and courageous gamble by the Guatemalan people has paid great rewards over time. In the country and around the world, CICIC is seen as a successful approach to fighting impunity and corruption. I warmly welcomed these constructive efforts by the Guatemalan people to engage with their country's political system, and I applaud their strong commitment to building a new future. Excellencies, today's meeting comes at an important time. We need to redouble efforts to consolidate the Commission's work. Guatemalan institutions now have the chief responsibility for securing lasting progress. The government, Congress, and the judiciary need to carry out reforms to strengthen the justice system and prevent the criminal structures and corruption from returning. I'm encouraged by recent positive steps in the direction. I welcome the announcement of a national dialogue for the reform of the justice system that President Morales will head. I'm confident that new administration will honor its commitment to end corruption and work to strengthen the rule of law. I trust that Guatemalan institutions will uphold their responsibility to continue building a more just and democratic system. Excellencies, the United Nations is extremely proud to support this important project. I will always remember my visit to the Commission in March 2011. At the time, I was struck by the bravery, professionalism, and dedication of the team there. I could clearly see why CICIG is such an inspiration to the world. Today, we have a chance to strengthen this inspiring model and ensure that it continues its critical work. We often say that peace, development, and human rights are linked. Nowhere is this link stronger than in Guatemala's national search for justice. The international community has a solemn responsibility to back the Commission with the resources and support it needs to continue. I call on all those here to give generously to this important Commission for the Guatemalan people and the cause of justice worldwide. Thank you very much for your attention, and I now give the floor to President Morales. Muchas gracias, Señor President.